Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you think God is being fair when He threatens to punish those who disobey His will? Jesus spoke of those who fail to visit the sick, help the needy, and do other God-ordained works as follows. These shall go away into everlasting punishment. Matthew 25:46. The Apostle Paul gave a list of what he called the lust of the flesh, fornication, adultery, heresies, and such like, and then commented, "They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians 5:21. How just is it for God to punish His own people, especially the leaders of His people? Jeremiah wrote as follows of the prophets of Israel, "I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none of them return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah." Jeremiah 23:14. Could God allow his prophets to commit adultery, to walk in lies, and to strengthen the hands of evildoers, and not make the leaders pay for their damnable behavior? "Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, Behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink of the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land." Jeremiah 23:15. Jeremiah was saying, basically, what Hosea had said 150 years before. "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." Hosea 8:7. How could the prophets in Israel be so blind or so hard-hearted to fail to understand what their actions would do to the nation of Israel? Not only would the prophets feed on wormwood and drink the water of gall, so would the Israelite people. The citizens of a nation, like Nazi Germany or Communist Russia, have to suffer for the stupidity of their leaders. But they are often of the same beliefs. In a totalitarian state, it may not be easy to remove leaders, but we should have no problem doing it if our people are concerned about the future welfare of the United States. If the American people fail to remove from office any man or woman who lies and commits adultery, who approves of the killing of 4,000 babies per day, and who seeks to make the homosexual lifestyle an honorable one, we too are going to have to suffer the consequences. Our leaders, in many cases, are sowing to the wind. But so are we when we fail to oppose evil, both on the local level and in our nation's capital. If you want to eat wormwood and drink the water of gall, then forget about the character issue in local and in national politics. Vote for the man or the woman who promises you everything you can imagine. When you vote for men and women who have no moral values, you have no right to complain when those same leaders steal all you make and promote gross evil. We have a tendency to become like the men and women who serve in official positions in government, in the schools, and in the churches. Otherwise, how can you explain what occurred in Germany just before and during World War II? The German people were highly educated. They had some of the greatest scientists, physicians, psychiatrists, and other specialists in the world. How did the Nazis take over in such a short time? The German people allowed one of the wickedest men who ever lived to come to power. In addition, the German churches had become so liberal they believed and taught nothing. The so-called higher critics in the German seminaries and churches had convinced the German people that the Bible was fraudulent, that there are no absolutes. Are we heading in the United States in the same direction? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.